Hello, hello, hello! It's your boy Phil, which you know, with my main slime, Mr. Don Madon himself. Episode eight, Ocho Cinco. Shout out Ocho. This is not saying Ocho though. This is Don and Phil, and we got a nice quick episode for y'all. How you feeling, fam?
And call it Philly cheese. How you feeling?
I'm chilling, bro. Work was a grit today, but you know we bite. I mean, we recording for y'all.
It happens, you know. Like I told you earlier, my shoulder hurting a little bit, but you know, I had to see. I got the muscle shirt on. I'm trying to channel that energy right now. So
I'm trying to rip it. That's what you're trying to do.
a little bit.
Got to stopwatch going. Time ourselves, because you know we be yapping. I ain't even gonna hold you.
It's gonna be a smooth one. We're gonna talk about certain events.
You ready to get into it?
Come on, let's do it, man. We're gonna start off with. I don't know if you want to call it one long commercial.
Yes, bro, it was a commercial movie, bro. That's what it was.
Right.
A commercial movie, bro. That good.
All Star 25.
Like who they think they was fooling, bro? Like I don't get it.
Nah, bro. It was like I said. I got my parts, but you know, I guess you can bring it into it.
Oh, bro, I just don't understand. My thing with the All Star game, before we even get into the players. Because there's some discourse around the players, like with Bron and Ant. Before we get into the players, my thing is, it just feels like Adam Silver is so disconnected from his fan base. You know what I mean? Like, because you know, as a CEO of a business like the NBA, because it is a business, you need to be tapped into your consumers. Us as fans, we're the consumers, and you need to be able to understand what they want. You need to be able to deliver a product that's wanted. And it, bro, not tapped in, bro. I don't know if he not on the bird, you know, X as they call it. He not on IG. He not watching TikTok edits. He need to tap in, bro. Like, I don't know what he need, because he not delivering what the fans are asking for, which is just crazy to me. Like, what's the point of your position if you can't understand the needs and wants of the people you delivering your product to?
Exactly. I mean, you know, it was in San Fran this year, you know. Yeah. All-Star 25. It was very, very festive All-Star game. I feel like it was very flamboyant, very flashy, showy, very different event. Kind of following up with you saying, I think that he thinks he's in touch more than where he really is. Because I said that to say, I saw how he incorporated a lot of the YouTubers, the streamers, a lot of that. Into the entity of what's going on as far as All-Star, but I feel like he could have did a better job of keeping the game, and making that more of like a build-up type thing, you know? First, kind of just as far as the play before we get into that, like, how'd you feel about the new format?
I think the new format can work per se, right? It's not, I don't like it. You know, I'm not a fan, but I'm not gonna.
You don't like, well, not to cut you off. You don't like the format in general, or you don't like how they handle the format. Yeah, execute.
Kind of both. I don't think I'm necessarily a fan of the format. I think, honestly, I don't want to say I hate to do this, but I hate to do this. Draymond Green made good points, in my opinion. Like, why are Rising Stars playing on Sunday? That's not. I don't think they got to earn that, man. You know, unless you're one of those special guys that you're a young talent, young enough to be in the Rising Stars game and young enough to be voted an All-Star, right? That I don't know why you do both, but you know, unless you're one of them, like a Wemby, right? You don't deserve to play on Sunday, man. You know, you got to hoop and get voted in and be an All-Star. Being an All-Star is still somewhat of a privilege, you know. And the fact these guys get to suit up, right? G Leaguers get to suit up. Actually, no G Leaguers, but guys getting to suit up and play
borderline,
you know, play Sunday night, you know, when the big dog's supposed to be out and about. Like, that's what people come to see, bro. They come to see the dunk contest, the 3-point contest, and the All-Star game, right?
Game of the crop.
That's what we want to see. And it's Sunday night. We wait all weekend for this, and it's just it. So you asked me about the format. Yeah, I think the format can work. Like, yeah, I don't like it per se. But hold up, I heard something.
You got a ghost?
I don't know. I hope not.
I'll call the people.
What you call it? I would much rather a game, man. Give me a game. Give me a basketball game. Either East versus West or a draft. I like when they draft too. You know, draft your guys, draft my guys. And bro, even the draft, bro, the Team Chuck, Team
Ernie. Well, no, it was Team Chuck, Team Kenny, and Team Shaq.
Bull, bro. It was bull. Because the teams were predetermined. You know, the young guys.
I ain't gonna lie, that was so funny to me how they played it. Like, they really drafted this, but I'm like, oh my God. I'm telling
you, bro, they had a list of who you supposed to pick, bro. Because, like, they had the team OGs. Like, that was already prepared. The OGs, the young guys, and the foreigners, right?
Yeah. Like, but it kind of fit. It fit kind of like how all of them think about the game. Like, Shaq, he can't let go of the old heads, you know. He still thinks. I heard him the other day say he still think Curry a top three player. That's a whole nother story for another day. But they kind of fit. And then Kenny, you know, he is big into the youth movement. You know, he got like basketball camps and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then Charles, you know, he rock with the Euro player. So it fit all of their, like, how they feel about the game.
Nothing's wrong with those teams. It's just a matter of how they tried to rip it on us. We can't play this. like we incompetent, you know what I mean? Like, bro, if you was going, this should have been like, okay, this format is gonna be OGs versus the young guns versus the guys from across the pond. Like, if they did it, if they ripped it like that, you know, it would have looked a little different. But they're like, nah, we're gonna draft. You don't know who I'm gonna pick. You know, you don't know who I want.
They hoodwinked us.
I'm trying to tell you, like, I'm telling you, they sat on the stage like, who am I gonna pick, bro? You knew,
bro. That's the craziest part about it. We had a whole draft on, like, I'm like, bro,
it was a whole event, bro, of fraudulence.
That's, like, I was born at night, but not last night.
I'm like, what? Like, who you fool, bro?
Right. Oh no. But it made for decent hoops as far as like teams going together. Like, I feel like, other than, like you were mentioning before, the Rising Stars, I feel like the overseas, the foreign players versus the all-stars, like the OGs, I feel like that was like good comp, good bump.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which is crazy.
Like I said, nothing's wrong with it. I do think that potentially the format could help heighten competition. Because, you know, they don't have to play a full game, right? You just got to get the 40. A lot of those guys could drop 40 by themselves. You know what I'm saying? Right. So you just got to get the 40. But at the same time, it's a limited minutes where you get to see as a fan who you voted for. You know, like, these guys not playing 10 minutes, you know? So what did I vote for? Especially when we bring up that, while I called it a commercial movie, right? It was like 2 hours of commercials and 30 minutes of basketball.
Bro, that was really bothering me. And you could tell that it bothered the players too, because, bro, we both know, bro, basketball is a rhythm sport. So you stopping the game for this and stopping the game for Mr. Beast and all this crazy stuff. It's like, bro, that takes players out of rhythm. It takes them out of the flow of things, you know?
No, nobody cared. You turned All-Star game, not to say it's been good the last couple of years, but you're worsening it by turning it into a gimmick, bro. It's a gimmick. You know what I mean?
You hit it right on the head, bro. I feel like Adam, these past couple of years, as far as what he's been doing in the NBA, it's been, as much as talent as we have, it's been feeling really gimmicky. Like, he's just been adding things to try and, like, spruce it up instead of just, it's simple stuff that you have to add. Like, you don't have to, like, the in-season tournament, the play-in, All-Star. It's just like you say, you hit it around the head. It seems very gimmicky at times.
Yeah, like, bro, nobody cares about the in-season. Genuinely, nobody cares. You know, maybe 20, 30 years from now, if they keep the in-season tournament for that long, it'll have 20, 30 years of history. And then it'll,
bro, the stats don't even count.
It don't count. They don't track. You know what I mean? So just like the play-in, right? Those stats don't track. There's no, they don't matter. Like the play-in rewards losing. Right, so what's the point, bro? Like, what are we doing with the league? You know what I mean? Like, bro, we have Eastern Conference and Western Conference MVPs. Like, like, what See, is that?
I don't have really that much of a problem with that, because I feel like that is like a hardware that you can add, especially if you get through the gauntlet of your conference. It's just like you say, the extra games being played that don't mean anything, that thing, because we already see that players aren't incentivized to go hard because a lot of regular season games don't mean anything. So you're gonna add more games that don't mean anything to the fold, you know?
No, I don't get it, honestly. But to to move past it a little bit and touch on something you said, and it's something we talk about in the chat. Regular season games don't mean anything. We joke, you know, when we, you know, somebody that we like, they, you know, they drop 40 in like October, right? I'm saying, like, we talking about games in October? Like, what happened? What's gonna happen in June? You know what I mean? So
pre-spring basketball.
Exactly. Like, you talking about pre-MLK basketball? Like, what you talking about? Pre-Black History Month basketball? Nobody cares, man.
It's crazy.
But honestly, all jokes aside, everybody knows, we all know that teams kick it into a different gear after the All-Star break, because that's after trade deadline. That's after buyouts, right? That's, teams are settled down. And the teams that thought they had a chance made moves. The teams that were already confident probably didn't do anything. And the teams that realized that their season is cooked became sellers, right? And you know, they let people go. So guys have moved around. Guys have settled in their new squads, whether it's a big name like Luka or a small name like DeAndre Hunter, right? This is it, right? June is around the corner. You know what I mean? I keep saying June. I don't even think it's June. It's like April.
It's April. It's like end of April. So yeah, you're kind of right. It's like April 1.
April's around the corner. Yeah, so this is it, man. It's time to lock in. So who gonna finish, man? 1-8, I get, or 1-10, if you want to go that far. East West. Talk to me, bro. Like, who you got in the West making the playoffs?
I ain't gonna lie, bro. The West has been the trickiest conference to really predict, bro. It changes so much.
You want to start in the East first?
We can start in the West, because honestly, the East is actually more intriguing than I thought, based off how teams been playing as of late. So we can start in the West. So we can start in the West. I mean, as we know, the Thunder are thundering. They're rolling as they've been rolling. Got one of the best home, have actually the best home record in the NBA, 25-3 at home. Unless you want to count the Cavs, 26-4, but they played more games. Yeah, bro, OKC's rolling. Shea Pat last 10 games, averaging 34 a game on 55% shooting. I ain't gonna lie, he's low-key been having one of the best guard seasons in NBA history, and it's kind of been not talked about because we've been so used to him winning. But I ain't gonna lie, bro, that man's kind of become unguardable, and he's getting a superstar whistle now, so you can't really play. Yeah, you can't. You could play defense on him, but it's hard, bro, because he's so unorthodox in the way he plays. Like, I've never seen a player play like him before.
No, because he respects the half court, bro. And I love that. Like, he don't take a lot of threes. Like, he'll shoot one or two, but he's not a three-point shooter. He's a half court. Man, let me have this dance. You know what I mean? Slow, methodical, and he gets to his spots. You know what I'm saying? So, I shouldn't even say slow. It's just, it looks slow because it's so, I'm glazing, but...
no, you got it right. For it's methodical. It's like he takes his time. Like, you know those dudes like Luka, K, who take their time. They don't get sped up.
He plays basketball like it's an edit, like a sports edit.
You know what I mean? Like he's in slow motion. He play like he's in slow motion.
Yeah,
he play cool. He play like he don't break a sweat.
Yeah, but yeah, him. They won. Go ahead.
But. Yeah, they've been looking good. As of late, the Nuggets have been rolling. Before their loss to the Lakers, it was on a 9-game winning streak. Murray starting to get the feel back into things right now. Gordon coming back has been helping. And your boy MPJ, man, I ain't gonna lie, he's been shooting the laces off the ball lately. You know what I'm saying? Shoot 45% clip. Nuggets going Nuggets, bro. Only thing I worry about is obviously those postseasons where Yoke draws so much attention to where it's hard to kind of, it's easy to kind of stop that.
No, I'm with you. My fault. I didn't mean to interrupt you. So I can let you.
But I was going to say, I seen the Lakers do something interesting the other day to where I'm curious if other teams decide to do that in the playoffs. But what you're about to say?
I was going to say, so just to clarify, your top three finishes at the end of the season, you know, to make the playoffs is OKC 1 and Denver 2. Is that what you said?
To finish the season, I don't think the Grizzlies are going anywhere, but I'm not as high on the Grizzlies as most, because Grizzlies are second right now, and they've been playing really good ball. Jaren Jackson, I'm not going to lie, this is probably the best season of his career. He's been playing really good ball. But I'm not as high on them because I don't trust them in the half court like that. they're kind of like a push the pace team. No bias. If Dallas can get their stuff together, I think they can really be a problem for somebody for the first, second round. And, you know, I'm rocking with Houston, but I'm worried about our offense in the playoffs. I ain't gonna lie. Defense, I'm not worried about. But play offense, I'm kind of still sketchy on. But if I were to name three contenders off the top, I'll go Thunder, Nuggets, and probably Mavericks. I ain't gonna lie. Even though Mavericks aren't like
Unfortunately, I have to say, old brother, you know, talking about the Mavs. But, so give me 1-8, though. Give me 1-8.
Who I think is gonna finish?
Yeah, 1-8, real quick. Rattle them off.
To be honest, I think it'll probably stay. I think Mavericks will go up. I think Timberwolves will probably get the A spot. So I'll probably go Thunder, Grizzlies, Nuggets. Depending on how consistent the Lakers been, because Luka played well last night. Lakers, Rockets, Clippers, Mavericks, Timberwolves. I think they'll kind of just stay like that. I don't really, even though Jimmy Butler didn't been hooping lately in Golden State, I think they won five of the last six. Mm-hmm. I'm still not really high at them like that.
So who gets 9-10 and make the plan?
Probably be Warriors. I don't know, man. The Suns are such a tough team to evaluate because it's like, I think they can get it, but then the Kings have been playing pretty good ball. I mean, 500 ball, but as of late, they've been playing pretty decent.
Yeah.
So that 10th seed is going to be tough. But if you told me to flip a coin and who would I bet on, I'll go Suns, man, because you got Kevin Durant, Devin Booker. It's kind of hard, you know?
Yeah. Okay. I respect that.
What about you? What you got rolling?
I got you, but real quick, just real quick. 9-10, you got Warriors, Kings. You think any of them have a chance of beating Minnesota or Dallas to make the playoffs?
You want to be honest?
Mm-hmm, be honest with me.
Not at all.
I disagree, but not Kings. Sorry, Warriors and Suns. You think any?
Do I think that they can beat Dallas?
You think they can make the playoffs? They make the play-in, but do you think they can make the playoffs? Because they got to beat the one to play-in.
I would say the Suns more than the Kings. It's tough, bro, because they don't play defense. And they can score anybody. They just don't play defense. So, it's, like I said, that's why I say it's tough.
Okay, so here's my 1-8. So, the teams don't really change all that much, especially not this point in the season. So, I got OKC. Yeah. I got Denver. They're going to squeak into that 2 seed. I got Memphis. And I got the Lakers at 4. I think they keep the 4th spot. I got Houston at 5. I got Clips at 6. So that stays the same. I think
Minnesota.
You said what?
I was going to ask you how you feel about Timberwolves.
I think I was going to say they stay the same, but I think they drop a spot. And they go to the 8th seed. And I think the Warriors. I've been watching how they play with Jimmy. I hate small ball. I really do. But
they got Jimmy at what, a 4? Because I think Moody's been starting lately.
Yeah, they got him at the 4, and they got Dre at the 5, and they got that European guy. I forgot his name. He's a 7-footer. Got him coming off the bench.
Okay.
Young guy. I think they should start him and put Jimmy at the 3, but what do I know? anyway, I think Timberwolves.
You know, Curl allergic to pigs.
I'm telling you, man, he's a Steph Curry merchant, but that's just a story for another day.
No,
Timberwolves fall to 8. Golden State rises to 7. It's a 1-game difference between them right now. Golden State rises up to 7th seed. They don't make it out to play-in because the Clippers are still going to hoop and stay ahead of them. But they go to 7th seed. Timberwolves go to 8th. Mavs go to 9th. And this one is tricky. You mentioned flip a coin. Honestly, I don't know. The Suns just so odd, bro. Like, I feel like I can't have faith in them. I want to have faith in the name, Kevin Durant and the book. But I don't know what's wrong with them, bro. You know what I mean?
Like I say, Spurs, bro, they can't play defense. Like, their defense is really bad. It's not good when a 37-year-old is your best defender, bro. That's not good at all.
No, it's not. So
Kevin Durant should be your best defender at this point. He's been playing really good defense, but come on, bro. You're putting him on John Morant. I was watching the Grizzlies game. You're putting Kevin Durant on John Morant. Come on, bro.
It's not P at all. And for that reason alone, the reason why I feel like I can't trust him. Like, I'm going to go Kings. I'm going to go 28-28 Kings. And the Phoenix Suns missed the plan altogether. So, 7-8-9-10. I think, like I said, I got Grizzlies fall into 9th. Not Grizzlies, sorry. I got Mavs fall into 9th. And Kings taking the 10th spot. I think Warriors make the playoffs. I think Timberwolves made the playoffs. And unfortunately, I think the Mavs.
He said, unfortunately, bro. You're going to respect Batman Kyrie, bro.
It's not I don't respect Kyrie, bro. I don't respect. Put it like this.
They got a solid Mavs, team, bro.
A healthy Mavs. Everybody's healthy, bro. Gafford, AD, and Dante Exum, 2K legend. Dante Exum, he's been
hooping. Still got Najee Marshall. Still got PJ Washington. They're deep. They're pretty deep, bro. They got
Max Christie. He hooping recently. You know, they're
bro,
athletic. I like what they have. I just think AD is going to miss too many games. For them to rise up out of that playing spot. It just depends on when he comes back. They said indefinitely. They don't know when he's coming back.
I think I saw a report that says 8 to 10 weeks. And let me make sure.
Bro, that's 2 months. We in February.
March, but he can help you at the right time.
We'll see where they at by then, though. That's my point. Bro. You know, and Gafford out too. Like, who knows how long Gafford out? But that's my thing with them. Yeah, that's my thing with them.
I just
don't think they're gonna be healthy enough to compete. That is a good squad though. Like, if you ignore, I think we talked about this. Ignore Luka for a second. That's a really good team. You know what I mean? Like, on paper, when everyone's fully healthy. But healthy is the key word there. We can transition though.
But you want to go to the Eastern Conference?
The East,
the good old East. Oh, side note. I just want to just mention this. Freaky Z, I ain't gonna lie, he's been playing some good ball. I think next year Pelicans might be a team to watch out for. I just wanna throw that in.
You talking about Zion?
Yeah, Freaky Z been playing good ball lately.
I can't.
Having 27 a game in 27 minutes.
He's been playing good ball every game of his career. The problem is, he played less than half his career.
He liked the beignets.
You know what I mean? And he liked the, I ain't even gonna say what else he liked. It's a
buns and beignets.
But
and I just want to mention they've been playing good ball. I like them going into next year.
That's what I was about to say. We said that this year they're supposed to be raw this year. You know what I mean? Especially with how Trey Murphy been hooping. We talked about him. You know, like it was supposed to be nasty, but you know, I don't know, bro. Somebody down
there. It got nasty, all right.
Too nasty. Yeah. I just don't know why everybody's so hurt. But
yeah, go ahead. We could talk about the East, the good old East.
I'll go first this time for you. So,
rock out.
The East interesting, man. The East interesting. Like, for the 10th season, we got teams with low 20 wins vying for a position. So, even bad teams have a shot, unlike the West, with teams that got 30 wins vying for it. But 1-2-3, I think, stays the same. Cleveland, Boston, Knicks, I don't think that changes. 4-5, as I'm looking at it as it currently stands. By the way, I don't know if I mentioned it at the beginning, pod. I'm so sorry. It's the 24th of February. 2025. So as of today, on the 24th of February, I think Cleveland, Boston stays the same. Knicks stays the same. 4-5 currently. Pacers, Bucks. I think that flips, and the Bucks get the fourth seed. Now here's where it gets interesting. Here's where things get a little.
It gets tricky. It does get tricky. That's why I wanted to talk about the East last, because it does get tricky. Like, to be honest. So, That four through nine gets tricky. I ain't gonna lie.
Super tricky. It's tricky every year because the East just be sucking. No cap. But it sucks. So they all around the same level of wins and losses. But like Detroit, how much stock am I gonna put into Cade and Detroit? Right. Let me get this straight. They are on a 6-game winning streak, 8-2 in their last 10. Right. Okay. That is unheard of in Detroit for the last couple of years. 6-game winning streak.
Yeah, That's not normal.
That's not normal for them. So, I want to say they can squeeze up into. I mean, five and six, right? Ain't too big of a difference, but you know it all affects seeding and who you play, so it matters. Detroit, and the Pacers. Who's better? Who gets the 5 seed? I want to give it to Detroit. Just because Tyrese is Mr. Halliburton himself, he has not been himself. And the way Cade is hooping right now, like he's looking like he's gearing up to finish this season very strong. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, so I think Pistons get that 5th seed. So 4, 5, 6 is Bucks, Pistons, Pacers. Now, the trickiness ain't stopped there, right? We got Orlando Magic.
Can't throw a rock in the ocean. They started off so well. I think the injuries really kind of messed up their flow to the season. They cannot shoot the ball at all.
Not right now. So they started off so great, and then P5 got hurt, and they were still hooping because Jalen Suggs and Franz was doing their thing. Then Franz got hurt, and Jay Suggs was kind of just hooping. Then Jay Suggs got hurt. P5 is back. Now, I'm a big P5 fan, but no cap.
We all are. I ain't gonna say we are.
I've been looking a bit crazy since his return to hoops, and the Magic have lost a lot of their games. But at the same time, despite all those L's, it ain't over till it's over, and they're 29-30 in the 7th seed, not too far from, but they're 3 games out from the 4th seed. You know what I'm saying? So it's tight. They can get up to that 6th seed, but I think they stay 7. The Heat, man, good old Miami Heat. I like where the team is at in terms of trades. I like what they did with Jimmy Butler. I like the package that they got in return for Jimmy Butler. But it's just not translating to wins at the moment. Enough wins for them to be a competitor or a contender like Pat Riley wants them to be. And I think if you're a Heat fan, it's not fair for you to expect this team to be a contender. But they're still coached by a great coach, and they still have a good roster. So
I think
they fall somewhere between 8 and 9. Not between, but... they'll fall 8 and 9. Now that 10th spot, Atlanta, whatever. If the Heat finish at 8, Atlanta will be 9. If the Heat finish at 9, Atlanta will be 8.
I think Atlanta low key, they might be able to make something happen. I ain't gonna lie, they might be able to make some shape.
They could. I don't know, man. That team always missing something to me.
Bro, but, you know, real quick, did you know that the Magic are last in offense in the NBA, whole entire association? They average 104 points a game.
They are below. Damn.
But it's crazy. Guess what they are in defensive field goal?
Where?
First. So they locking stuff down, but they can't shoot the ball.
Oh my goodness. There's only one team. No. I'm looking at it right now. No team has a better defensive efficiency than them.
Nobody, bro. They're first in defensive efficiency, but they're last in points.
Okay. I remember I said in the chat, if you're watching Magic games, bet the under.
You did say that. Bro, them boys play like 0-4 Pistons, bro.
Bro, they don't shoot, and they don't let nobody else shoot. God, bro, the average of their games is 209 points.
That's disgusting.
In 2025, that's unheard of.
That's disgusting, I ain't gonna lie. That's disgusting in 2025.
Oh, my goodness. But, yeah, the 10th seed for the plan is, I honestly don't care about it.
Yeah, I'm not going nowhere. That shit. It's kind of the play-in. It's interesting, but same time, it's like I don't really care about the Bulls. Bulls is not fun to win no games. Hawks could beat the Heat if you catch them on the right night. But I think Hawks has been playing very good lately, so I don't think he'll let that happen. Mm-hmm. I'm curious. So let me tell you what I want to happen. I want Pistons to pass the Bucks so we can get that 4-5 matchup. I either want the Pistons to pass, I don't think Pacers are gonna pass the Knicks. I want the Pistons to pass the Bucks so we can get that first round Pacers Pistons. Boom. But they've been beefing all year.
You want the Bucks to finish 6?
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot. Okay, you're right. The boys have been beefing like every game, and the Pistons.
Hey, what up, Isaiah Stewart? Isaiah Stewart say,
"He say you play with Legos." Hey man, I'm a Stewart fan. That boy Jamaican.
Oh, that's the man.
That's what That's what we called him, Patrick Ewing, in the chat when you didn't know.
Oh yeah, Patrick Ewing Jamaican too. I forgot.
Yeah, that's why I was calling him Patrick Ewing because he's Jamaican.
Shout out Patrick Ewing.
Yeah.
But, Pacers. I actually been liking how the Pacers, even though I don't like how the booty, Pacers been playing really good ball. They won 10-8 of the last 15. They're ninth in NBA offense right now. 5th in assists. They've been moving the pill. They've been back to their regular scheduled program. Obviously, yeah, they still can't play defense, but...
Hell nah. But like I said, Spice been hooping, so...
Spicy been hooping. He's been having a really good... He's been having a very underrated, under-the-radar year.
Pretty much. A lot of guys are. There's just too much talent in the league.
Too much, bro. Got a lot of hoopers hooping right now.
No cap, man. I would like that, though. Like, I'm thinking about it right now. Like, that boy's got real beef.
Nah, it's smoke. Like, we need that. And they in the same division.
Hell yeah. I wish divisions mattered, but...
As far as the cream of the crop, so we got, let's talk about the top 3 teams. We got the Cavs, we got the Celtics, and we got the Knicks. How do you feel about those three teams? Because to be honest, I don't like how Knicks been playing against top teams. I think there's actually, I don't think they beat in a top three team this year.
I don't. You might be right. You might be right. So my thing with New York, so the last they just lost back to back games to the Cavs by goodness me. 142.
You said goodness me. That's crazy.
Bro, in back-to-back games versus the Cavs and the Celtics, away from home, but back-to-back games, right? Versus two top teams in your conference, teams that you'd probably have to beat. You'd have to beat at least one of them to go to the chip, right?
Right.
They scored 105 in each game. That's the Orlando Magic. Yeah, they scored a total of 210 points in two games versus two top teams.
Yeah, see, and you know what it is though, where Jalen Brunson is cold, and Cat is really opened up a lot for him, he's still a small guard, bro. So it's like it's a lot of stuff. Like you could pinch and roll, you can trap, you could blitz, because he likes to reject the screen a lot. You can still blitz him, and he can get downhill really good. But if you play in a team like the Cavs, that's not gonna go. If you play in a team like the Celtics, that's not gonna go. Because the Celtics smack them every time they play them.
Yeah, look. So, like I said, bro, they probably, like, look, I'm looking at the Cavs game real quick. Cat shot 10 for 15. Brunson shot 10 for 17. 23, 26, respectively. No one else on the team had more than 14. Only one other player on the team hit double digits, and that was Mikal Bridges. Right? That's unacceptable. You're not going to win a basketball game against the Cavs or the Celtics like that. Okay. Against the Celtics, they lost 118 to 105, right? A lot more guys hit double digits, but for a total of 105, you know, it just wasn't good. It wasn't pretty. You know what I mean? I don't know what they do. I'm a big fan of the Knicks, and I like where they have a really good team. They're 37.
What they do, bro? It's just
missing. I don't know what is missing. They're missing. You know, they're missing. They're missing a big, another big.
Yeah, they need another big next to Cat.
Yeah, they need to give him a four. And I mean, Mitchell Robinson off the bench would have been lovely, or put him at the five and Cat the four. That would have been great. But
and they need one more scorer. Like Mikal Bridges, he has nights where he looks like he could be a solidified third option, but he's just inconsistent with it.
Very inconsistent.
Where you got like the C's, you got Jaylen Brown Tatum, and then you might have a Pritchard get off one game, or Derek White. Mobley,
you got Brunson, you got Garland. Right,
oh, them boys loaded, bro. They got three guys. They got three guys who can create off the dribble and get you a bucket.
Crazy work,
crazy, yeah, bro. I know you've seen that tape I had since you put Mobley out there moving like Giannis.
Oh, come on, bro. Hey, man, you know I don't care how many times y'all boys say "old brother" when I bring it up, but man, them boys these guys crucified me a couple years ago.
It was looking dark for you, Laville. You was a little scared too.
Hell no, nah, bro. It was my year when I said that, man. You know, I had to give my boy time.
I like how he more assertive. He dropped
his muscle. I mean, been 7 foot since he was a teenager, man. Like he gained weight, that grown man weight. You know, he had to learn how to be comfortable in his own skin. You know what I mean? And the game slowed down, as they say.
That's one thing I noticed this year. He's been taking contact a lot better this year. Like, he initiates the contact a lot of time, and he'll boom on you if you play crazy.
Exactly, bro. Like, when he first got to the league, he looked a little wild. You can tell he just got by off nothing but pure athleticism and size.
Like a giraffe.
Exactly. Like a baby giraffe. So now he's controlled, but powerful. Like, he's under control, but the power is with him. Big Evan Mobley fan.
And the handle's been catching me off guard too.
Nasty for his size. Like, he ain't okay, bro. But he moving different.
Yeah, he not, bro. I don't think there's never gonna be a 7-footer as fluid as KD, but like,
hell no, but
he fluid enough.
Yeah, he doing his job. He definitely doing his job.
So who you pick coming out real quick?
You know, since I'll just let this flow right into our next topic, 40-20, right? To give the podcast some background, what's Bill's name? Phil Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Phil Jackson once said that
legend.
There's a, you know, shout out Phil. As a Philip myself, appreciate the Phils.
Phil, appreciate Phil.
But he said the 40-20 rule, right? If you win 40 games before you lose 20, you have a really good chance of going on to win the NBA Finals. And as it currently stands, three teams meet that criteria, right? Cleveland Cavaliers, Boston Celtics, and the Oklahoma City Thunder. All three of these teams have won a minimum of 40 games before their 20th loss. Not a single one of them are at 20 losses yet. Out of the East, I think it's a battle between two teams, right? Ain't gonna lie. We just talked about the Knicks. They just don't have what it takes to compete. They're not deep enough.
Yeah.
They're not deep enough. When that bench unit, very, very heavy at the top end. So we know Tibbs will play them boys 40 minutes and they're going to be tired. They're not going
to ride to the wheels fall off.
And they're going to fall off just like they did last year. But just put that boy OG on horse tranquilizer.
Bro, it was dropping like flies in that Philly series. I remember that.
No, it was crazy work. But Cavs Boston, I think, is who comes out the East. And between both of them, honestly, I'm going Cavs, man. I'm going Cavs.
You think they can get it done against the Jays?
Honestly, it's a little biased in there, but the Cavs did what I needed them to do at the trade deadline, right? They didn't sit under behinds. You know, they went and got DeAndre Hunter and
Isaiah Okoro.
Okoro, he just came back, right? So that's more wing depth for them.
Angela, I think his minutes might be toast.
They're gonna be toast, but like he can play. It's gonna be between him and Max Strus. You know how they split those minutes. But he can come in and be helpful on the defensive end. You know what I'm saying? So they can match up really well against any team in the NBA,
They can throw a lot of, like, Kenny Atkinson is a really good offensive coach. So they can throw a lot of lineups. And I think really the thing that's made them special this year is the shooting. Like, your shooting has been off the charts, bro. Sam Merrill, Ty Jerome, Strus, Donovan Garland, like,
they're deep. They're deep. So the Celtics last year gave the NBA the blueprint. Not only do you need a bit of size, but you have to be deep. The Celtics were so deep, bro. Like, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, obviously those are their two top guys, right? Them boys could rest, like, get true rest, you know, and come in fresh and ready to go at any point in the game and, you know, kill fourth quarters. Cavs can now do the same thing because the boys are deep at, you know, they got that forward help. I think they needed it. I think they lack depth there. So I think they make it out. I think they match up well with the C's. And I think Spider finally get over the hump.
This is chance. I ain't gonna lie. This is the best team he's been on. I ain't gonna lie.
By far. This is not, like, usually he's been on regular season demons, right? You know, these are some regular season guys. They're not going to do nothing come postseason time. But this year, I really think they got the coach, they got the depth, and they got the productivity to match the Celtics and hopefully overcome them.
They got Cavs winning the NBA championship.
I don't know, bro.
I'm just going to put you on the spot because I just want you to just stand
on. I'm going to answer that by talking about a potential matchup, right? So out the West, I think it's three teams with the potential to make it out the West. Just three. I had two in the East. In the West, I got three. I got OKC, I got Denver, and I got the Lakers. Those are the three teams I got making it out the West. And out of those three, I'm picking, this might be bias, this might be nostalgia talking to me, but I'm going with the Lakers. I think they make it out the West in a shock. Stop the world, right? And we get a Cavs-Lakers finals. It's scripted.
You read the script.
I'm telling you, I seen it.
Like, just tell me you read the script, bro. That's all you had to say, bro. You didn't have to say the bias, bro. You read the script.
For the future, I think the Lakers make it out, man. Let me tell you why. OKC, I just don't think. I think it's going to be another last year, bro. I just don't think. Nah, man. They too shy. I think shy already, right? I don't think everybody else ready.
They too shy dependent.
They're very shot dependent, man. Now, don't get me wrong. There's buckets on that team. Jalen Williams get buckets. I like Carson Wallace. I like Chad. I like Hart, right? Hartenstein. And, you know, we got the Dortcher Chamber hanging there, right? They got some buckets on the team. They got a lot of guys. It's a good team. Good deep. They're deep as well, you know, especially since Chad came back. Chad and Hart.
Right.
But, man, I just don't think the rest of those guys are ready for prime time. Now, please go out there and prove me wrong. You know, hoop and, you know, show me I don't know what I'm talking about. But as of right now, I just don't think those guys are ready. Because playoff basketball is different, bro. It's different. And I think they got their behinds handed to them last year. Maybe I'm exaggerating a little bit, but
they didn't get behind it, but I just feel like Mavs was just a bad matchup for them because they just, you're going against Kyrie and Luka in a series.
But you know, they were supposed to be deeper than the Mavs, right? You know,
I wouldn't say last year. I think this year they're a lot more deeper. Last year, I just feel like it was just like you had two guys who just operated so well in playoff format basketball.
Yeah.
Two guys who can get you a bucket at will.
The key thing you just said there was playoff basketball. So,
yeah. Like their game is tailored for a playoff setting.
Now, I don't think OKC loses in the first round. I don't see that. But I think their second round, potentially conference finals exit. I just don't think they're ready for primetime basketball. Now Denver, I can never count Jokic out. He's in that conversation now where I can't count him out. You know what I mean? And they started the season off pretty bad. I don't know if you remember. But
I remember. I was a little nervous.
Yeah, but out of nowhere, 9-1 in their last 10, 37-20, third seed. I think they have a shot. Same thing with Memphis. You touched on it. That half court game is just not where I want it to be. And Ja, I don't know, bro. I don't know if I believe in Ja. I think he's a great player. I just don't know if he can be the best player on a championship team. It's very hard for a point guard to do that. Steph Curry is rare for a reason. You know,
they're anomalies. It's only been three. Four. If you want to count Magic, but he was about 6'7".
Hell yeah, that man was huge. So it's pause. But
yeah, good pause.
Yeah,
But like you say, Memphis is like, it's not that I don't believe in Ja, because Ja actually, I've actually seen Ja in playoff settings play really good. I remember that series against the Warriors. I remember he had a good player. But I just, like I say, it's just their play style. Like, you know, I just don't think their play style is conducive to playoff setting, you know?
Yeah. You need to be able to slow your game down. And I don't know if they have that. And the Lakers. You know, like I said, this might be a little bias, might be a nostalgia gimmick, but Luka, we all know what type of player Luka can be. Yeah, they had some bad games, you know, to early, you know, when he first got there, right? But last night they hooped. And I don't know what people were talking, you know, what all Mavs fans were saying to their GM. They was in the finals last year. You know what I mean? He made it out in the West before, and he did it as the best player. Now he has that boy LeBron next to him. Like, I have to feel confident that they can do that again. You know, he can
LeBron
do that
playing
again.
About ball, too. LeBron was playing about all ball these last two games.
I feel like a lot of people think LeBron is like, you know, he's going to dominate the ball, but people forget LeBron is pass first. You know, he gets buckets because he's LeBron James. But you know,
right, it was one play.
He passed the ball. He averaged 9 assists a game. Did you know that?
He passed. Man, Luka so raw. He passed Bron open. Like Luka, he split on the right side. He got trapped like closer to the baseline.
Yeah.
And as he was dribbling, he threw the right skip pass to the, and Bron wasn't even cutting. But Bron was like, oh snap, it's coming to me. He had no choice but to cut. And he came and he dunked it. I'm like, man, Luka out here throwing people open.
No, he does that. Look. Bron is fourth in the league in assists per game. People always ignore that, right? That's a point guard supposed to be right there, not LeBron James.
Oh, no, that's still Bron. He's still a top three passer in the league, I mean.
Of course. You know, I'm with you. I'm just saying, like, that's just not where you expect him to be. You know, expect a power forward or a small forward to be. But, yeah, so I got Cavs, Lakers. Yeah, that's the script. And Lakers winning it all. That's who I got.
Lakers?
Yeah.
I'll probably go, if I'm in my hard-earned U.S. currency, I'll go OKC Boston. I think that's a really good matchup. I feel like Shea versus Tatum, I think that's good basketball. I think that's good hoop. Both 26. Both got something to prove. Celtics trying to prove that it's not a fluke. OKC trying to get their first one, not trying to be regular season merchant. So I think that would be good bump.
Oh, yeah. You know me, narratives that will change if Tatum get a second ring. Two-time champ.
Bro, I tell people all the time, and I'll just say this real quick. I feel like if you would not just take the name away, like if you would just put his resume and you don't see this person's name, you would say this person's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Probably. I ain't gonna disagree with you.
Six-time All-NBA, six-time All-Star, a chip, a Kobe, a Larry Bird.
Was MVP?
Nah, he ain't win. Jaylen Brown win. I said I'm up for that one. But, bro, if you looked at his resume, like, bro, we would be calling this person a Hall of Famer. but it's because it's Tatum. But I think in time, like, people will start respect. Like we do it off layers, bro. Like, during time, especially if he gets like a chip or two more.
Yeah.
Might have some conversations.
Man, Detroit coming out of the East, man. Curb, it's for the edit. Detroit coming out the East.
Put on the edit. Hey, bro, shoot. I don't know. I ain't gonna lie. I don't want to Pistons in the finals.
Hell, no, I don't want to Pistons in the finals. Somebody, well, you know, the mountains that would move though for Cade, but Nudo not be able to show
you. Propaganda's going up.
Crazy. Okay, hold on. Score check before we end the episode. They beat the Clippers 103-95, 55 seconds left. But what I told you, bro, this boy Cade got 32.
You did say that. You definitely did say that. That's crazy, bro. That man just, well, he be, I don't know what he be doing.
Different gravy right there. But I think, what's that? Is that an episode, man? Is that episode 8 in the books, wrapped up, locked and loaded?
Right, we got chopped it up pretty good today, bro. You know what I'm saying? Talked about some NBA stuff. Got the combine coming next week, so y'all stay this tuned weekend, for that, yeah. This weekend. So we're gonna transition to get ready for a good football season coming up soon. So I'm feeling good, man. Like I said, I'm still sore, but good chop up.
Yeah, we did. We ripped it up good. Go ahead and close this out, man.
Yeah, you already know, man. Find us on all platforms. We on the Apple. We on the Spot. We on the podcast app. Follow us on Instagram as well at Hold Up Talk Show.
Nah, hold up. What is it? Hold_podcast on IG. You know, if you got, we got a Q&A section. We ain't have one for y'all this episode, but please ask us stuff. We got answers.
Comments. DM us messages. I promise we friendly, bro. We won't bite.
Very friendly. We won't. Not today, at least. No, I'm just playing. But
this guy crazy. But yeah, nah, bro. Make sure you guys follow the support. We appreciate y'all for sticking through. It's gonna be more, you know, keep being consistent, keep rolling. Yeah. And like I said, we got some big surprises, man. You know, y'all show us some love. Cheese, anything you want to say before we head out?
Nah, that's it, man. Have a good night, y'all, or a good morning, whenever it is you listening to this. And we'll see you in 9. Peace.
All right, sir.